Good morning. We continue Chayyotim. Klal Amin Aleph, the halachas of Kriyas HaTorah, and we saw Simon Aleph. So the Chayyotim does not clarify exactly what this tekana was, if the tekana was something which was on each individual person, or if this tekana is to be understood in the context of a chiyuv of the tzibur. Now that's very clear, Mishnah Masechtas Megillah, and quoted in halacha, that Kriyas HaTorah requires 10 people. It can't be done without having a tzibur of 10 people. So, but does that mean that this is a chiyuv on the tzibur, or this is a chiyuv on each yachid? The marshal. The minyan took place, and they leaned, and I came late, and I missed Kriyas HaTorah. I'm mechuyav to go to another shul to catch Kriyas HaTorah. I was there for Kriyas HaTorah, and I missed a pasuk. I didn't hear the pasuk. I spaced out, something of that sort. Am I mechuyav to go to another shul? Or is this a chiyav on the tzibur to read? And the tzibur read their chiyav, and there's a chiyav, you need 10 people. What about the possibility if I want to just sort of like decide I'd rather not listen? There's 10 people listening besides me. I want to learn a sefer instead. So how do we look at this? So Mishabura seems to weigh in somewhere in the middle. The Rav Moshe writes, in regards to Shabbos morning, a person has a chiyuv to hear the parsha. And therefore, and that's a chiyuv on each yachid. So if I spaced out and missed the pasuk, so they can't go back for me because that's tirchut tzibura, but I should go to another minyan to hear the part of the kriya that I missed. If you have 10 people which didn't hear, we could actually go back for those 10 people and read the psukim that they missed. So it's a chiyav on each yachid. That's Shabbos morning. During the weekdays, he does not seem to understand it like that. They quote the name of Rav Chaim Brisker. Rav Chaim Brisker said it was a chiyav even on a yachid, even during the week. So if he would be traveling, and he missed Kriyas HaTorah in the morning, Monday or Thursday, he would arrive to his destination. He would look around to see if he can gather 10 people to be able to, 10 people which are not heard Kriya, to create a minyan and be able to hear the Kriya, even though he really wasn't part of a tzibur, he never got a chiyuv. He holds a chiyuv and each yachid to hear. The Mishabura discusses this in two places. Neither place that they discuss it directly. So in Siman Kuf Mem Vav, the Shulchan Aruch brings an opinion that if before a Kriyas HaTorah started, a person decided he'd rather learn, he's allowed to do that. Brings multiple opinions along that discussion. So the Bir Halacha says, how could that be? The person has a chiyuv to hear Kriyas HaTorah. So he says, it's talking about a case where he already was yotzei Kriyas HaTorah. He already heard. And the Halacha is even a person already heard when they're reading the Sefer Torah, and he's in the shul, he has to stop and listen. So Shulchan Aruch says, if he decides before they start the Kriya to sort of like take himself out of the group, he can do that. But this is all talking about he already was yotzei Kriyas HaTorah. So you see from the Bir Halacha, he assumes it's a chiyuv on each yachid, because that was his question. But the Bir Halacha points out at the end that the Shulchan Aruch does not sound like that. The Shulchan Aruch sounds like even though he was not yotzei, he could do that. That's the one end of the spectrum. The Bir Halacha earlier in Kuf Lamed Hei discusses the idea of moving a Sefer Torah in order to facilitate the person to hear Kriyas HaTorah. The person was jailed. Can we bring a Sefer Torah to him? He should be able to hear Kriyas HaTorah. Discussion took place in regards to the Merami Ruttenberg, who was imprisoned. Can we bring a Sefer Torah to him or not? So Mishnah Bir Halacha says, so the case has to be talking about a case that there were 10 people in the prison who otherwise, one individual person doesn't have a chiyuv or Kriyas HaTorah. It's only if you have a minyan. So the case has to be talking about, we're discussing the issue of moving the Sefer Torah, because there's 10 people there who need to hear Kriyas HaTorah. So he seems to say it's a chiyuv on the tzibur. So the assumption and the understanding of the Bir Halacha is, till you have a tzibur, there's no individual chiyuv. So the scenario of Rav Chaim Brisker, that he missed Kriyas HaTorah, he's not mechuyav to go create a minyan. But once you have the minyan, it's a chiyuv on each individual person to listen and to hear the Kriyas HaTorah. That's what he says, that it doesn't make sense. You should not be listening when they're reading from the Torah. So it's somewhere in the middle. Mishnah Berurah does not mention anywhere this chiyuv that every Shabbos you have to hear the full parsha, and we'd have to assume, according to him, that there's no such chiyuv. So there are multiple approaches to that issue, and that we'll see some of the discussions as we go along. It would have some applications. These are different understandings of the mitzvah, the tikkun of Kriyas HaTorah. Understanding how it was set up will make a difference in some of the halachas as we go along. Meanwhile, have a good day.